This is the Experience Points Podcast, episode 103 for November 10th, 2010.
Everybody, this is the Experience Points Podcast. My name is Scott Juster.
I'm George Albor.
We're the co-creators of experiencepoints.blogspot.com, a website created and dedicated to the serious but not humorless analysis of video games and culture. And today, we'll put on our business prognosticator caps.
They're very large. They actually look like top hats.
And take a look into the future, actually, not too distant future of the Nintendo 3DS. We found an article this week from the Wall Street Journal written by Daisuke Wakabayashi. It's called Nintendo Bets Big on Social DS System, and it's about the upcoming social features built in to the 3DS. And there's a variety of features. I guess we'll get into it a little bit but I don't know about you, George, but I hadn't heard about any of this stuff until this article.
I hadn't either. I think it's because they're so focused on the 3D aspects of the 3DS that all the other features just kind of go off to the side. And to some extent for good reason. It's clearly the biggest deal about the 3DS is the 3D capabilities, so that's understandable.
As ambitious in kind of a subtle way, or even like more of a larger way that's so large that it's hard to see, are these social programs basically that they're trying to launch with the 3DS. One of them is called Street Pass, where if you pass someone else that has a 3DS in their pocket and they have this Street Pass software enabled, the DSs will notice each other and then swap information.
And this is the interesting thing. They don't even have to know one another in real life, and they don't even actually have to have the 3D on.
Yeah.
The 3DS on.
Exactly. I'm assuming this is going to be some kind of like standby mode where there's like a latent wireless signal, and your game is on standby or something.
Yeah.
But anyway, the 3DSs swap digits basically and like tell each other, who their owner's names are, what the last game that they played, and also how many times you've passed this particular person and what time you passed them, which is kind of funny, kind of weird, kind of creepy at the same time, all rolled into one.
Yeah, because you can imagine this this Hitchcockian scenario where you look at, who have I been passing lately? What do you mean 500 times in the past 2 days?
And then there was another one, let's... well-defined in the article. Maybe we'll hear some more details as the release draws closer. But there's another system that they're trying to implement called Spot Pass, which sounds a lot like something that is for matchmaking, either player versus player or maybe just cooperative game, for people to join into other games and play, play games with each other rather than just kind of swapping information, rather than like a social network thing. This is more of an active, like, server-based thing to match people up.
Yeah.
Again, over Wi-Fi.
There's also one more function called Tag Mode that is very similar to the Spot Pass, where you, instead of sharing information about who that player is, it actually shares data from the games that you've been playing. So maybe maps, maybe some of the character information, all of which push information. They don't just have you choose when you want to interact with people. It automatically presumes you're going to. You could turn these features off, of course. Daisuke mentions that maybe he's not actually very specific, but he hints that one of the reasons they might be pushing the social software is because, one, the DS has seen a drop in sales, which is only lately, so certainly not before they made these plans to incorporate this software into the 3DS. But also that it's a way to curb the expansion and popularity, or maybe attach itself to the popularity of cell phone gaming and mobile gaming, certainly in the United States, which is, maybe I don't understand the figures, and it's certainly not as big as the DS, but, the numbers are growing. People are very aware that you can play online over a cell phone network with other people.
I think the popular zeitgeist is behind cell phone type stuff, and not just cell phone. Let's be honest. Let's just call it what it is: iPhone. Yeah. You know, I mean, like it's not like the newest, sexiest games. Even if they're not the best games, everyone's talking about the iPhone and what that can do because you're connected to other folks that are playing the game in a way that you just weren't with the DS. So yeah, go ahead.
Well, that was exactly my point. I was curious whether or not you thought that this was accurate. I mean, do you think that the DS is falling behind relative to, you know, gaming platforms now, iOS gaming platforms, as you mentioned, including the iPad?
I feel like the iPhone has finally started to come into a place where you have folks like John Carmack developing things for it. You have folks over at Epic that are like chomping at the bit to like get the Unreal Engine running on iPhone, and it seems like it's pretty cool actually in the tech demo of it anyway. And so it seems like it's now, I am now personally starting to take it a bit more seriously.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a reflection of what Nintendo's doing as well. I don't know. What do you think? Because you have an iPhone.
I do.
And you have a DS. When's the last time you opened up your DS?
Well, that was relatively recently when I played Professor Layton. Before that, it had been a while. And this is, I think, a concern for Nintendo's, and maybe for other... I mean, even the PSP to some extent is realizing the limitations of single-use devices. You know, the PSP has long put in the ability to watch media, and I don't know how many people have actually utilized that feature for the PSP, but it's been significant.
Well, plus, I mean, like, there's going to be a PSP phone now, so...
If that ever comes out. I have serious doubts about that being released, but...
Well, yeah. I mean, like, I have serious doubts that it's a good idea to release it, but, I mean, like, even the fact that those things even came out, I think... suggest that they're interested in not letting Apple just kind of run the table on this stuff, as you call them, multi-use absolutely. Devices.
So maybe the 3DS attempts are an effort to kind of seize that market. But it's interesting because I don't know what the sort of iPhone, and as far as I understand, mobile devices in Japan are very different from mobile devices here. You know, they're definitely more connected, but they're not. Maybe they're not used in the same way. I don't know how much Apple has pushed into the Japanese market in terms of iPhone use.
Well, I mean, I think we can say that even the DS is used differently in Japan, and the way that this software would be used is different because, as the article brings up, you know, all of this is based on the assumption that people are going to be numerous enough to run into other folks with 3DSs.
I was talking to a friend of mine who has been in Japan for the past like 3 or 4 years, and he was saying that department stores, not affiliated with games in any way, actually set aside spaces for consumers to hang out and play DS games together. So, you know, can you imagine a Walmart that has a little cubby for people to play Dragon Quest and trade monsters? That's really cool, but it's also very unique. That's not something you'd see in the States. I mean, Daisuke mentions, which is, I think, hilarious, the problem in the United States with public transportation, which is it's just not very good, and so people don't use it very often. And therefore, you're not in that sort of situation where you're bumping into people all the time. I know personally, when I see someone on the BART, the local train, for example, and they have a DS, I'm automatically drawn to them because it's such a unique thing. I see people playing Angry Birds all the time, but not, they don't have the DS on them.
Do you think that's something about the nature of a DS game, though, versus an iPhone game?
What do you mean?
Like how interesting the game is just based on its structure. Like, I feel like what the DS still has and why it's trying to incorporate this networking capability is that there are still more interesting games on the DS as far as like traditional video games go.
Yeah, I would agree wholeheartedly. But the iPhone is the new platform. There's this idea that something new will come out that will change things, you know, and that this is a space for creativity and innovation. I don't know if certainly the average person off the street doesn't look at the DS and think that's where innovation is happening. Maybe you and I might, but someone who doesn't play DS games, I don't think is the first thing they think about.
So I wonder if people will, like, would you leave the you know, what's it called? So the would you leave the Street Pass option on if you were carrying around your hypothetical
Yeah, it's
DS?
hard because I'm one of those people who, I mean, I'm not that concerned about privacy issues.
Little tinfoil
Yeah,
hat
it's
action
you
going
know,
on.
and I know that you are much more concerned about privacy issues than I am. I think maybe this is a bad assessment of you. But you know, last time I left the room
No,
because I'm
that's
recording
true.
you right now.
My my business prognosticator cap is on over my
Exactly.
tinfoil hat.
But yeah, I would leave it on. I think that would be cool.
Well, then what would you do with that information then? I mean, would you, 'cause they don't want a 3G style service connected to it. They said as much in the article.
Yeah, that's the I don't see how can they be successful without constant connectivity?
I don't know.
Even in terms of, I mean, I'm even San Francisco, which is a very, you know, Wi-Fi connected space. It has spotty Wi-Fi everywhere. It's really hard to find a source. Even public access, like a coffee shop, will have logins and loops you have to jump through. So just carrying my DS around isn't really going to be all that effective, right? Maybe I don't understand how it works. Maybe I just don't have a technological understanding of it.
Well, I mean, there's that. I mean, they could just start setting up more Wi-Fi hotspots or something like that, which feels like somewhat of a, I don't know, like a cumbersome method of trying to spread their network. But maybe they're going for something else.
Yeah.
Maybe they're looking for, rather than instant connection with folks, maybe they're looking for more, like a more thoughtful connection. Like you go home at, you know, just like opening up your email or something, you open up your DS. Who did I pass today? Oh, this person. Wow, this person's also playing Pokemon. He has Pokemon White. I have Pokemon Black. Like, maybe I should, like, you know, send him a message or whatever, rather than like drop
Yeah.
everything. I just passed someone with the, you know, Charizard or whatever. Like,
But that's the more fun experience. It's a notice, oh my God, someone has Charizard nearby. Flip out and start tapping people on the shoulder, you know? That could be really cool.
I mean, this all ties into Nintendo's strange relationship with the internet in general, I think. I'm shocked that this doesn't seem to have anything to do with friend codes or console codes or any of the other barbed wire that they've put around their consoles.
Yeah, they've learned a lesson, apparently.
Maybe, but then without the 3G, you're not really connected immediately. So I don't know, like, where, like, is this some kind of strange half step, or is this like a totally new thing that they're trying to, you know, shoot for here?
Yeah, I mean, it seems like it's something that's definitely tailored to the Japanese market. So, but yeah, I would call it a half step, absolutely. They mentioned in the article that one of the reasons they don't want to put in a 3G access to like 3G networks, for example, is because they don't want their users tied to a monthly data plan.
Yeah.
I
Well,
like that principle a lot. That's a good. I mean, that's smart. They're saying that we want to make a device people can use without forcing you to feel obligated to join these very expensive plans.
and if you look at it from a corporate aspect, they don't want to be tethered to a service provider the way Apple's is tethered to AT&T in the States, you know?
Yeah, that's also true. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I also get the feeling that one of the reasons they want you to carry around your DS more often is to act as a kind of mobile advertisement, you know? Because the idea that I would carry around my DS even when I'm not actively playing a game, that's kind of weird. I mean, there was maybe 3 or 4 months where I did not pick up my DS. But if I had this Spot Pass thing, maybe I would carry it with me more often. Maybe I
Just
would
for
be
the
like,
heck
okay,
of it.
my wallet, yeah, just for the heck of it, why not?
Yeah.
See who I bump into. Maybe it's like, hey, you bumped into some famous person X who happens to play the DS.
See, that suggests that they are still invested in the one use item, you know, because they just want that to be another thing that you carry around with you that is not your phone, that is not your, you know, calculator or iPad or whatever else, you know, like it's a single use thing, but they're trying to incentivize it by putting an element of randomness in it or something.
Yeah. But is that, I mean, is that wrong?
No, it's just a very I mean, it's surprising to hear them do something like this, I feel, without going completely, you know, 100% connected all the time, 3G, and also, especially for the piracy angle of it,
Yeah.
if it was connected all the time, it'd be a lot easier to patch the thing all the time to prevent the rampant piracy that exists on the DS.
Yeah.
Are you surprised at all that they're still going to use cartridges?
I don't know. Yeah, no, not really. I mean, it's weird because I think of all of these other devices as very forward-thinking. And if I think of the DS, and even though they're going 3D and including these features, maybe it's the Nintendo brand, but I just don't see it that way. You know, my perceptions of the DS is not something that is super technologically advanced, even though it clearly is.
But now there's maybe a push to equate it with a networked thing. Because that's the thing about the DS, like the last thing you played on it was Layton, right? Yeah. I mean, Layton does not need the DS. You could play that on anything with a screen.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I would argue that Layton might even be better as an iPhone game.
Yeah.
More screen, more different gestures. I mean, it seems like it might be like the DS has always been attractive to me because there are offshoots of what you could get on the console, like a Mario Kart or you know, like an RPG or something like Dragon Quest, like you were just talking about, something that can take advantage of, well, frankly, a directional pad, you know, so you don't have to wipe your finger all around a sheet of glass. And this might not be like this. The network style of the DS isn't really what I go for the DS. It's not what I really look to the DS to do, you know?
Right, but yeah, now, but what other mobile console or what other mobile gaming platform lets you do that? Even the iPhone, it isn't very good at, I mean, there's no, as far as I'm aware, there's no game that automatically notifies me that someone else is playing the same iPhone game at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And the PSP certainly doesn't have those capabilities. So the 3DS is doing something that no other mobile gaming platform does.
Yeah.
I mean, if that's not a new way of looking at the 3DS, I don't know what is. And I'm actually very surprised that you don't see this. I mean, the article's called Nintendo Bets Big on Social Play, but you don't see that in the marketing for the 3DS.
Well, I mean, I haven't really taken a look at any of the marketing because I don't trust myself, you know, to restrain my credit card.
Like, why are you drooling all over that poster at the bus stop?
You know, and that's the thing. Like, if you know, they might be able to entice more folks that, you know, would be leaning to something like an iPod Touch that don't need a phone.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like there's another market that somewhat gets overlooked when you talk about iPhones, which is the iPod Touches, because they play all the games that you can play on the iPhone. They just don't have the phone.
Yeah.
And the iPod Touch has been a huge seller for Apple. And it basically, you know, does this a similar thing as to what this new DS is going to do. It connects at Wi-Fi. It can do a lot of stuff over Wi-Fi. It just can't do the phone calls anymore.
Yeah.
And so they're seeing all these all these iPod touches on the market and thinking, well, you know, we should at least get to parity with that. If we're not going to have a phone, it should at least do something that the touch can do, because, you know, if you're a parent, you'd buy your kid an iPod touch because they don't need, you know, a huge data plan and they don't need a phone, but, you know, you might want to give them like a little thing to play a game on, and they want the DS to be that thing, you know?
Yeah, I think that's absolutely true. And I do think that Nintendo is aware that there are limitations for something like the iPod Touch, and that I don't think Nintendo DS is going to have the ability to look at your Quicken anytime soon. You know, I don't think you're going to be able to do your taxes on it. It's going to be
It'd be cool if Professor Layton would help you do that.
That would be really neat. Yeah. Every puzzle has an answer, including tax riddles.
Luke, I found the refund.
But, I mean, I think as a gaming platform, the 3DS is well ahead of where I thought it could possibly be, judging by the social play.
So do you think it's good that it's not connected to anything else like Twitter and Facebook and all that stuff, that it is still a bit on its own?
Yeah, I do. Absolutely. Yeah, I think that it's hard because I'd like multi-use devices, but it also means that they might not be thinking about the tools specifically for gaming purposes. You know, the social play aspect of the 3DS, I hope that Nintendo's intention is to encourage software developers to use that in new and innovative ways. And I don't, you know,
yeah,
that means that Nintendo will be pushing for that in a way that I don't think Apple necessarily mm-hmm. does. There's a lot of innovation on the iOS.
But... Well, I guess it's a question of like what you're focusing on. Are you focusing on games? Or are you focusing on a media device yeah. or something?
I mean,
like
I don't
that?
I don't want to put a value. I don't want to make a value statement about one being necessarily better than the other. But I do think that the 3DS seems to be incredibly innovative for a solely gaming platform.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing that interests me. I guess we'll reverse roles and I'll put a value judgment on it. I think that the DS and like this type of stuff is more interesting to me and is more pure in terms of video games and appreciating them like as a separate text and then yeah. sharing them with people rather than being connected and going through something. You know, as a mass group together. Like, it's kind of like reviewing a game as you play it on Twitter versus really digesting it and then taking a couple days to think about it and then writing a really long column or essay on it or something. And, like, one is about social media, like, really combining everything and doing everything as it happens, and one is more reflective. And because the DS is less connected, it fosters more reflection,
I think. But it's becoming more connected with this software. Doesn't that make you concerned about the... You know, the unitary.
Yeah, I mean, I take it as a given that it is moving towards connect. I mean, like, you can't fight. You can't stop the signal. Like, you can't have, like, no DS is an island, right? Like, it just won't work anymore. Like, I don't think people will accept that a device can't talk with other devices anymore, especially with things like the iPhone. Yeah. But I think there is a way to do it in a more, I don't know, I guess it's a less frenetic way of connecting with folks.
Yeah.
And the developers themselves have to be a little bit more clever if they want to really make it work as something else besides like a straight up leaderboard or something yeah. like that.
I mean, there are...
Because you won't be able to instantly check.
Yeah. The article mentions a couple, one being Super Street Fighter 4, the 3DS edition, which will be using their Spot Pass capability. Yeah. The other being Love Plus, which is a dating simulation game in Japan, using it as well. So,
and that's just the creepy stuff. I mean, like, you know, there's going to be all kinds of like weird things, like people trying to figure out who passed them and where, and like, I don't know about all that.
There's going to be a beautiful marriage coming out of this console.
And I just want to see the restraining order to marriage ratio once this thing really takes off.
Yeah. With the social aspects becoming more apparent, does this make you more or less excited about owning the 3DS?
Well, I guess more, because I always thought the main problem with something like Pokemon is that if you are not, like, I mean, you had to actually be physically connected to people through, like, the transfer link thing that you had to connect Game Boys mm-hmm. to. And if you can hook this up to Wi-Fi, then, like, Pokemon will look like child's play compared to the stuff that you could do with it. Yeah. You know, this could actually be something like, I'm thinking of what Demon's Souls did with their like kind of passive multiplayer, like people leaving notes for other people and things that.
Yeah, that could be great. Or, you know, Mario Kart, where people are always coming into one long track.
That's just like a virtual Highway 5. There's going to be a traffic jam when you get to a Wi-Fi spot.
People can leave like hostile messages on their bananas.
What do you think the connectivity issue... I mean, what do you think the connectivity feature will do for a game like Layton, though? Like, will it enhance this in any way?
You know, I think actually that could be really cool. I mean, it depends upon how interactive I'm allowed to be. If I could do a Professor Layton puzzle and then be like, you know, I'm having trouble with this. I wonder if there's anyone nearby who could help me out. Put out a call. Mm-hmm. Someone on the BART says, oh, yeah, I can help you with this puzzle, and give me actual hints instead of the game giving me hints. Mm-hmm. That could be really neat. But, I mean, I already...
That kind of sounds like an instant thing, though. Like, you're looking for help right now rather than you go home and you realize, oh, wow, I passed someone at noon today that was playing Professor Layton. They were on puzzle number 17, the exact puzzle I was on.
Yeah. I mean,
but you would have already gone the whole day without, you know, talking to that
person. It would
be
cool if I could set up something where if I saw the person again, it would automatically send them a message. You know? Mm. Saying, like, if I...
Like an
alert.
Yeah,
if I pass someone three times on my way to work, and I know this is the schedule I always do, and this person is playing Pokemon or what have you, maybe I can send them a message one day and say, hey, I pass you every day at 12:30. Do you want to trade something? You know? If I can start setting up asymmetrical communication, I think that's where the social play could really shine. Instead of being, you know, necessarily right on the ball.
And you don't need a phone for something like that because you have to do it in a relatively... You have to do it, like, in a time of relative leisure. Yeah. Like, you can't just... You know, it's not like an iPhone where many of the games on iPhones are, like, old arcade games that are meant to be played for a couple of minutes here and there.
Yeah, absolutely. That could be really neat.
And so I guess that's embracing the DS model in a way, because the DS is meant to be more of a sit-down console-like experience rather than a standing on the bus or standing in line waiting for something experience.
Well, but I don't know if Nintendo wants that to be the case. I mean, Iwata specifically said he wants people to carry it with him wherever they go.
Well, you know, Iwata wants a lot of things, including our money.
Yeah, well, he can.
Which we'll probably have to send to him anyway at a certain point.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we should wrap it up there before we give Nintendo too many good ideas as to how to take our money. If you folks want to write in with your thoughts about the 3DS, feel free. Our email address is experiencepoints@gmail.com.
You can also participate in asymmetric communication right now. Experiencepoints.blogspot.com is always online, and we encourage you to leave your comments to this podcast or any of our posts. We update the site Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday evenings.
All right, until next time, take it easy.
Bye. Every time we do.